هاتوا الكمينة يوم الدين صدق بيجبا هاتوا تصيب وين بيل قادس في سن الرين الكمينة يوم الدين ولس هاتوا الكمينة يوم الدين هاتوا لأسو يا ماي لأسو يا أسر ونهيك بهوتس بدافن رفليس لننويك بهوتس بدافن רשי רוצלו לבטקולים ודף מהם וארץ ארמנים שתרימו שרעשו יעשר ונהיג יבהוצה ודפנה הפלייס דדינו יעג בהוצה ודפנה שרפלייס דדינו יעג בהוצה ודפנה ומידו בהוצה ודפנה זה סתם זה אינטרסנט without the word הכל so the Mishnah would say השול שמורה מחיז הבאים גביל לגלוז לכפיס ולבינים כמילה גם מדינה What would be the pshat kemineg ha-medina? So Rashi explains in the Mishnah. If they do levainim, you do levainim. If they go up to gvil, you go up to gvil. If they go up to gozis, you go up to gozis. So kemineg ha-medina means don't do only levainim. You have to do gvil, gozis, kfisim. Means the mineg ha-medina is upraising it. Not only levainim, as is what Rashi. Kemineg ha-medina, mineg ha-medina is gvil, ain yochol lo yimari nichov etzel lo gozis. He has to follow the minig. Hakol keminig means if it goes down, he could go down. So keminig a medina means, Rashi explains, to upraise it. The Hainu to say you have to do more. Keminig a medina. Hakol keminig a medina is saying you could do even less. Say, oh, we come back and does state in the Mishnah. Hakol keminig a medina, God is filled the vein. We mentioned already. We'll try to buy it us. The Rabbi Yoine in that base. Rashba brings him down. Zog Rabbi Yoine, Ir Chadosha, a city that is no meaning. What they built, it's no meaning in the city. Zog Rabbi Yoine, Benire Be'ene, Be Ir Chadosha, Eino Chod Yoimar, you can't tell him, I want to do Hutze V'dafne. אלו בוינים קויסר שפוחה שבקסולים הנזכורים במשנה. אוי בלווינים. He has to build one of the walls of the משנה, even לווינים. ודייקין אלו, מדקטוני הכל כמילה גמדינו, והברינן בגמור אל העשויה, באסרה דנהיגה בהוצה ודפנה. רבי ניאלה was bothered with the word אסרה. Say, לעשויה, הוצה ודפנה. And it will mean, that you could do Hutzah V'dafna. And if it's a minig, you could follow the minig. And if it says, Be'asra d'nehigi be'Hutzah V'dafna, it's only Be'asra d'nehigi be'Hutzah It's only Be'asra d'nehigi be'Hutzah V'dafna. But if it's not Asra d'nehigi be'Hutzah V'dafna, you don't do Hutzah V'dafna. Min ha'izah shmin v'mokim she'nagu be'Hutzah V'dafna, as din basal minogah. Shamin v'mokim she'en shom minig le'sagi be'ochim. ואוי, הנוזר ראי, דקטורי בויני מסקויסר. ומישנה זבוקים שאין מינו, שאת בויני מסקויסר. קויסר הזנן משמע הוצא ודפנה. זה דבר אינטרסנט, גמור says, why it says בויני מסקויסר, ליטני בויני מויסוי. רבי ניאנה has a deal. מכל מוקים רבי ניאנה says, that באסר there is no meaning, you cannot do הוצא ודפנה. באסר there is no meaning, you have to do לבינים. And the question is, if there's no minig, Zog Rabbi Yehuda, Hutze V'dafna doesn't catch. You have to do Levainim. Why Levainim? Why not Gvil Gozis? I saw Meiri, the Meiri brings down Yeshua Imrim. If there's no minig, you have to go to Gvil. I hear. If there's no minig, go to the top. And if there's a minig, start to go down.
Makes sense.
No minig, go to the top. Gvil. If it's a minig, you could start to go down. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's no minig, koisa levein. If it's a minig, it's hutzah v'dafna. I don't understand. Hutzah v'dafna is good or is not good? If it's good, even without a minig, do hutzah v'dafna. If it's not good, so even with a minig, don't do hutzah v'dafna. So again, the beginning makes sense. You build the best wall that you build the best wall that you could build. You build the best wall that you could build. That makes sense. You build the best wall that you can build. So it'll help to build the best wall. If you have a minute, you can do something less. But here it says, no, when there's no minute, you check, you do go to the veining. It's also good. And if it's a minute, you can go down to Utsuva Daphne. If Utsuva Daphne is a wall, build that wall even when there's no minute. And Rabbi Yehiya is mechadish, no. When there's no minute, you do Leveini, the least of the Mishnah. And if it's a minute, you can do Utsuva Daphne. What is that's bo? What is that's bo? So the Chu'ura has two drochim, how to understand it, and we'll see nefkimim. One derech we mentioned already for Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem said that when Chazal said to be mesalik as a kriye, it's different from everything else that they told you not to do. When they don't told you liachpo, liachpo, don't boil siach v'me'oro, when they told you not to do things to be damaging the other person, they spoke to you directly. Don't do these things. Don't do these things. They spoke directly. Don't do these things. But on Hezekiah, they couldn't tell me directly not to do it. Why? Don't do Hezekiah, women. Don't live here. Don't open your eyes. I have to live. I have a sudden. So the way Chazal every time when they make things, they make it with Gdol. The way they shtelled it is, they will mechayev you to build a koysel. And every Hezek, they told you, just don't open a store near Yehanim's house. Don't open a refis. Don't put blood. Don't put garbage. They told you, don't do X. Don't do these things. Here they can't tell you, don't put your eyes. I'm living here. So the gather of Takonas Chazal was a chiyuv koysa. So white that the Rosh said, this is the reason Mechila helps. Even though in every mazik could be Mechila will not help. Aval here it's a chiyuv koysa, so a maisa Mechila, the Rosh says, it's not daimel krak sisi. Here it's a Mechila, that Mechila helps. In every mazik, I'm Mechila, but the Marek can say, please don't damage me. Here it's a chiyuv koysa. And if I'm Meichel and Mechiv Koysel, I lost my schus anymore. Because this is Chiv Koysel. So when Chazal shtelled it, they told you, you have to build a wall. What kind of wall? What kind of wall? They're holding 2,000 years ago. What they will say to build there will not be in the Maisa today. So what they do? Build a wall, what? They will tell you, in mitzvahs, they told you, take an esrik. Black deserve an esrik. Deserve a lulav. I thought we have to build a wall. Yeah? They'll tell me materials that today to buy them will be, I think, will cost millions to buy the materials that I had then. So they can't tell me specific material. Because something, it's not a mitzvah that I said that, you know, the kuvah, this is the way you take a lulav, it doesn't make a difference if you can find them or not, you'll have to take this mitzvah. So they tell you, build a good wall. What is a wall? You'll find out. What is a wall in your generation? You'll find out the wall. So what is kuvea, what is a wall? So the minhag medina is kuvea, what is a wall? What if it's no minhag? So levenim. The Shem say, and every generation will be what is called levenim in that generation. So il chadosho, you take the what the Mishnah writes down, the least of the Mishnah, levenim. Now if in a city they build bigger walls, so that is the wall that Chazal wants. So when there's no minig, you go to the normal wall. It's levenim. This is called a good wall. Now, there's no limit to good, and there's no less from limit to good. So when there's no city, when there's no minig, it's an ir chadosha. So the Mishnah writes down a list. This is called a wall. The least of that you can take for a wall. If you have a minig of different kind of walls, even if they build stronger, they build with metal, but it doesn't make a difference. So by them, this is called a wall. So now you have to build that wall. So by the Rashba at the Tzad, that you measure the walls of the walls of the city. You don't check what people build in between themselves. How they build a city? So Shemim asks, what is the Shaykh of the city? Again, because there's a chiyuv to build a wall. What is called the wall doesn't make a difference what two people do in between themselves. We pass in that we measure what people do in between themselves. But the Yesod is a mechayev of a koysel. This is called a wall. So again, if it's not minhag, Hutzav HaDafne is not called a wall. What is called the wall? Leveni. The Tana said, what is the least of the wall? What is normal is called the wall. What is no meaning is Leveni. Aber the Asr of the Merige Mutzah V'dafne, so now it's Poshit. The Asr of the Merige B'Gvil, Gvil is considered by them a good wall. So that would you put. The Asr of the Merige B'Gozis, B'Gozis. No meaning, Leveni is like the Mishnah. But if it's a meaning, so it's a V'dafne. And the answer we saw, it's Loshen HaRosh Lehedye. The Rosh says, and Simon Hay, because all the Asuya be Asra the Nehigim wants to redafen it. They have said now we call him Mechitza be Mokum Shenoa Guboy. Gam Zen Nikro Mechitza be Mokum Shenoa Guboy. And a Mokum that they know with such a wall, this is called a Mechitza. Be Mokum Shenoa Guboy, this is called a Mechitza.
They want to start now making a wall.
Now that two people could decide what is a wall.
So no, they're starting the city.
So I don't know. I don't know how you start a city. This is technical. So the Rashbam, you can't make yourself a decide.
Ever get a minigun food without?
When people don't fight, they can do what they want. It's only when there's an argument. When there's no argument, most cities people don't fight.
Okay, but now that they didn't fight for 5 years,
I said, I got it. You asked the question, I answered. I said again, if the city decides that this is the way they do it, it becomes a city, my baya. I said, a normal city decides, and most people don't fight. And in this city, this is the way they built it. It became, well, there's an argument, then we have a shayla. If there's no argument, it's an argument. If two people come and they have arguments, it's a national like a city. B'meile, it's very glad. So this is the Avon and the Rabbini Yehuda. This is the way, one way to learn the Rabbini Yehuda. So Be'etzem Chazal were convinced to build a wall. What is called a wall? Something good is called a wall. A good wall. How do you know what is a good wall? It could change from place to place. It could change for more and for less. Now I always think it's Gishmak. How could Minag HaMedina, we said Minag HaMedina is more, how could it's less? It's the same thing. It could climb up to a good wall, and it could go down to a Shvachim wall. Both of them are considered, that it's considered a wall. For up and for down. If there's no meaning, it's levain. And lefi that, what would be a city, that all of the city, they build the houses in Mutzah V'daf. So it's called a wall. So even if Lama Zogar, there's no gardens yet, I mean, if the city is built from Mutzah V'daf, the houses, so if the city is built from Mutzah V'daf, so this is also considered a wall. If that is considered a wall, but maybe they could build such a wall. It's kalochem. Not only that they call it the wall in between two friends, they call it the wall even in between the houses. This is the way they build a wall. So maybe this is called a wall. This is one way to learn the Rabbinieh, a glat and a halach. The beds and the soid is you have to build a wall. The minik could make it to the dafna to be a wall, could make the gvil to make that this is the wall of Chazal man. If there's no minik, so the Mishnah said, Levainim, the least of the Mishnah, this is called Bestoma a wall. But they could convey a shame wall even for Utsa the dafna. This is one asbog. There's another way to learn the suit, completely different. Chazal never said to build a wall. Well, Chazal said you're not allowed to do Hezekiah. The glad. Azim glad. Mizmatin there, yeah? Good enough, yeah? Chazal said you have to not have Hezekiah. And how you take away Hezekiah? Levaining. Least from Levaining doesn't help. Why? Ene roitzi lehoitzi mois an peroes. I don't want to fight with you every second day. The Mishnah gives the list. Levaining, the lowest. Less from that doesn't help. What helps? Really, what helps? Asa de Nehige Behutza V'dafne. The Torah says, Be'asra de Nehige Behutza V'dafne. These people are doing Behutza V'dafne. It means that these people are not Makbid and Hezekiah. Sidori Shoinim, the Rashi brings down, Be'asra that they're not Makbid to build a wall with Bichlau. You don't build a wall. The answer that you're not makbid to build a wall, you don't build a wall. Yeah, you don't build a wall. The Rashba said, no, chas v'shalom. We don't follow that meaning. Ma'asu that they don't build walls. They're not makbid on Ezekiel. Begin of the Mishnah state that they did not know to make walls, you don't make a wall. But because they did not know it, Bechotzer, we had a machlik. There's a shita that if you're not makbid on Ezekiel, you don't have to build a wall. We don't pass it like that. We don't. But what would be if their makbid just has this chutzav adaf? So what is the pshat? What is the pshat of these people that they makbid only to do chutzav adaf? They know that it's expensive, you have to rebuild it every year. But you know, it's a cheap place, they can invest in expensive. They build cheap and it falls. So that's like a mansion. The city, that is the city. You have to fight every second in the basement. They like it, they don't care about it. I'm trying to explain. The Mechayev is Hezekiah. What is the Mechayev of Hezekiah? Leveini. What helps us to the Daphne? Midimokim Shenoragu. They're not makbid so much of a Zeivait and Hezekiah. So while they're not makbid so much, they meichel each other. So some Rishonim took it so wide, and they said that if people are not makbid bichlal, also it helps. The Rashba is not masking with them. The Rosh brings out that it's two shittas. He doesn't pass it like that. And so if we hold like them, for sure it's good that this could be the pshat. Even if we don't hold like that shittas, we don't hold that that if they're not makbid at all, you don't have to build a wall. That we're not mekabel. We're not mekabel that if they're not makbid at all. But if they make, it's enough for the mutzav adafne, so the meichel and the fighting if moitzi mois and perhois. They're not makbid and fighting again and again. So the mele, that wall is enough. Where will be the nafkemina? You have a city that they build the houses behutz of the dafne. But Beit HaChatzeres, they didn't start yet. Now they want to know what walls to build. So I'm going to say, by us it's a wall. So, no, this is not called a wall. It's called a wall, but it doesn't take away the Ezekiel. People build houses behutz of the dafne. But in between the neighbors, I don't want to fight with you every second day. I'm allowed to have a proper wall. Here's the nafkemina. In the first mehalach, the reason that Hutzav Adafne is not good, because it's not called a wall. Not because any roitzil or roitzi mois and peros. It's not called, Chazal said to build a good wall. Why they said it? Any roitzil or roitzi and peros. Why they said it? I don't want to fight. They said you have to build a good wall. Now what is, there's no limit to good. He said, lefi neminek. Bestom etz leveini. Lefi neminek goes up and goes down. But why the mokim shalay in chadosha you can do hutzav adafne v'si nishkin wall? Why when the noyek you could do hutzav adafne v'si heis the wall? Roshon arosh shik b'mokim shenogu mikri koisel simen hey. The second mahalach says no. A wall is levainim. A wall is levainim. A wall is levainim. A wall is levainim. Why Hutzav Adafne helps? Not because that is called a wall. Midin Mechile. Some Rishonim hold Mamish Mechile helps. We will hold Mamish Mechile doesn't help. Why? Minekshus to Mechile. You can't do Mechile Behezek. But Ashtigel Mechile helps. And why you can't build? Any Reitzel, Reitzel, Moes, and Perois? They don't care. They don't care, so you build. Why you can't build Hutzav Adafne? Any Roitzel Yisatsimim Chobedim. Here the meaning is that they don't kill Yisatsimim Chobedim. If they don't kill Yisatsimim Chobedim, then maybe you could build such a wall. And we said, where will be the Nafkemina Ledina? Will be a huge Nafkemina. What would be if the city, in between the Chatzeres, no one started, now they're starting. But the city first, they came, everyone built themselves a house of Hutzav Adafne. Now they're going to the Chalik, the Chatzeres. I said, okay, well, do also Hutzav Adafne. He says, no, the Mishnah says Levainim. Says, but by us it's a wall. It's a wall. But I have a different reason. I don't want to fight with you every day. I'm sorry. Your house will fall. You'll build back your house. We know that. Every person will decide how he's investing. He's building a house or he's building a tent. Oh, but in between the neighbors, I don't want to fight. Abaya. Glad. I'm asking.
What?
This house falls down every day. if Rabbi Tani, the Hutzav Dafne, it falls down, so, and that's the...
What is the kasha?
So Elamai, he's holding that there's a wall.
It doesn't help that it's a wall, but I don't want to fight.
Enough that you're not going to fight with him in the end.
It's not true. It will fall, I will build a thing. As long as the Hutzav Dafne falls every 5 years. But it costs much less. The guy doesn't have $100 million to build a house. So he pays Hutzav Dafne $1,000, and every year he builds it back. It doesn't cost him so much. First, people rent apartments. They move from place to place. Why? Every year they move. That's why they don't buy a house. They can't afford it. So in that place, they pay Hutzav Dafne. But the guy is training Hutzav Dafne. It's Nishkin Wall.
What's the
thing
that you match
Hutzav
Dafne
to? You match
everything.
Yeah, the Ramban says yes. It could be less than that. It's Golish. It's Minik Shtus. Like we said. It's like without a Hutzav Dafne, less than that. It's like Mokum Shalai Lag. So we don't do it. Now, it's very interesting. Rabbeinu Gershom explains the Gemara here. The Chiddush is that you could do Hutzav Dafne. Yeah? Zog Rabbeinu Gershom. Komash Valon. Kevon, the Zen Noisen Mechzo. The Zen Noisen Mechzo. The Cayman the Nisratsu, the Mamasu the Daphne, the Cayman the Nisratsu Lasso is Koisel, Alzebe, Alze, Leakim Shiloyasu, Elokimina Gamedin. He explains what is the Chiddush that you could do to the Daphne, the Mamasu the Daphne. That while they were masking to build a wall, so they build Hutzav Dafne. Well, they were masking to build a wall. So the Mele, they build. So his masbir, the Chiddush of the Gemara, that the Chiddush of the Gemara is that you could do Hutzav Dafne. But Rabbi Gershom is explaining it leman de omar hezek re'iye lo yishmei hezek, and while they were masking to build the wall, they build Hutzav Dafne. These are the words of Rabbi Gershom. He's masbir leman de omar hezek re'iye lo yishmei hezek. While they were masking to build the wall, so they built Kemina Gamedin. Frek the Welt, Lechuetz, Pumfakert. Leman the Omar Ezek Riyah Lo Yishmei Ezek, Pshite. We committed to build a wall, to look what people build in the city, and this is what you have to build. What is Leman the Omar Ezek Riyah Lo Yishmei Ezek? They were committed to build a wall. So Pshite, they do Kemina Gamedin. Leman the Omar Shmei Ezek, the Mechayev is Ezek Re'iyeh. Who said Hutzav Dafne is enough? But to go to explain the Gemara, Pum Kapoyeh, to explain the Gemara, you know what is the Chiddush? The Iker Chiddush is Leman Omar Lo Yishmei Ezek, that if they committed to build a wall, they could build a Hutzav Dafne. If already it's a Chiddush, it's the opposite Chiddush. If it's a Chiddush, it's the opposite Chiddush. That Leman the Omar Shmei Hezek is a huge Chiddush. Be'etzim is Shmei Hezek. If it's a Shmei Hezek, so Pshit, so it's a Chiddush. And Hutzav Dafne is enough. Leman the Omar Lo Shmei Hezek is a small Chiddush. They committed to build a wall. If they committed to build a wall, so they build a few Minei Yamedin. It's quite partial. Quite possible that they build a field in the minig. And Rabbi Gershom steht verkehrt. That the Iker Chiddush of the Gemara is, Leman de Omar Lo Yishmei Hezek, that they build a Hutzav Dafne. Oh, the first thing that I'm saying, it's Mamesh verkehrt. Leman de Omar Shmei Hezek, the Hutzav Dafne. Man amar lo yishmei hezek, they committed to build a wall. So, why do we negate Shem have to say it even? If I can't, if he doesn't say no, the Adam, but the Ozum Pshat will be much better. Zog the world, but the Borach is Meramez, but he doesn't feel this. Zog the world, does it? Rabbi Gershom learned that Leman the Omar Shmei Hezek Pshite. Listen carefully. Rabbi Gershom learned Husav and Daphne is not a wall. The Mishnah written the bottom of the walls. There's no wall less from Levainu. Husav and Daphne is not a wall. So why Leman the Omar Shmei Hezek you could do it to the Daphne? Why you could do it to the Daphne? Leman the Omar Shmei Hezek, why you could do it to the Daphne? The Teretz is very partial. The reason you could do it to the Daphne Leman the Omar Shmei Hezek because the Moichel. The meaning here is to be Moichel. He never had a tzaddik to the Daphne becomes a wall. What is the tzaddik you could do it to the Daphne? Mechile. They're not back with each other. Mokim Shalai no go biklal, you don't do biklal. They do a little bit, they do a little bit. Pshita. No chidush. But if there will be schayef to build a wall, you're right that these people put cartons in between themselves, put a snap called a wall. I told you, come, we'll build a wall. What is a wall? These people, they put a piece of paper. It's not a wall, they put a curtain. All of a sudden, the whole neighbors put curtains. And I tell you, we'll build a wall. I have to put a curtain or I have to build a wall? A wall. Who said Utsav Adafna is a wall? A big chiddush that you can build, Utsav Adafna. Fakir, talk about Benu Gershom, this is a huge chiddush. They spoke about a wall. How from a wall, it turned, I had to build a wall, but I did in the end, a Utsav Adafna. A chiddush. But the man Omar Shmei Hezek, it's not a wall. But if they have a minig, a valley, you do, well, they're not it. So I'm saying, Rabbi Gershom is muchach like the second mehalach. We remind it now, we mamish zochinu ledin, we have mamish two mehalachim in the sugi. We have the mehalach in the first mehalach in Rabbi Yehine, the chiyuv is koyser. The chiyuv of the Mishnah b'makim shenagu, asiyei sta koyser. Salam and Omar Shmei Hezek, say, Mama, lo Shmei Hezek, dos hei sta koyser. The second mahalach we said no. Not the chiddush that Hutzav Adafna is called a koisa. Hutzav Adafna is not called a koisa. Hutzav Adafna is not called a koisa. Yeah? Hutzav Adafna is not called a koisa. Why it helps when Siddhar is a minig? The reason it helps when Siddhar is a minig, because they're not makbid, they're moichel on each other. That is the chiddush of the sugya. Rabbi Gershom learned like this mahalach. If that is the mahalach, says Rabbi Gershom, lemanamash mehezek, it's easy to understand that. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if they're not makbid, so it's no shmehezek. Or the lemanamah that they're mischayev to build a koisel, mechetesa, they're doing curtains, mechetesa, they can build a koisel, kumash shalom, that was eichereis ta koisel. So the bigger chiddush is the man Omar loy shmei hezek, the man Omar shmei hezek. Or mamshul the Gemara, right? Lefi chochim nofal hakoisel, hamokim v'avonim shel shneyem. Zog the Gemara pshite, lo yitzricha de nofal rishus de chad minay. Ina min epaninu chad minay al rishus edidei. Ma'o de seim ene v'idach amoyitze mechaver olav orayi komashvach. So this sugya is two drochim how to learn the sugya. Rashi's mahalach, Rashi teisus and alal rishonim, and the Rimigash and Rabbeinu Chananel. This is the second mahalach. We will start today with the mahalach of Rashi. The mahalach of Rashi and teisus and the beginning they're the same. That the Gemara is kasha pshita is why I need lefichoch to say. That misofik they make yachloiku, why? Because it's lefichoch. Anan tzadi that they build it together. Pshite, even without the din of lefichoch, the aloche would be yachloiku. This is the kasha. This is what Tesis brings down b'shem Rashi. That the kasha pshita is, I don't need lefichoch. I can make yachloiko afilu on lefichoch. I can make yachloiko even on lefichoch. We'll see later. Is Rishonim, Rabbeinu Gershon, Rimigash, they will learn that the kasha is after the lefichoch. Avada, you need to come to the lefichoch. Avada, I need to come to the lefichoch. But the kasha would be pshite. I don't need a mishnah to tell me the lefichoch. And Bez Hashem, we'll see tomorrow that shita, Rabbeinu Gershon, Rabbeinu Hananel, and all the nafkeminis. But now we're going to Shitas Rashi. What is Shitas Rashi? That the kasha of the Gemara pshite. The Gemara is asking a kasha. I don't need the lefichoch. I could make yachloiku afilu on the lefichoch. Why I could make yachloiku on the lefichoch? So let me make a chazor first. Shitas a thesis in that base that I could make lefichoch. I'm sorry. I could make yachloiku on lefichoch. Als momen amutel besofek cholkin, and even if the wall will fall, Yeshus chad minayu. It's tfisa le'achar shenoy le'nasofek, it's tfisa miyachloiku, the two nischoyes that we said. So the Gemara is asking, pshite sheyachloiku, even if it fell, Yeshus chad minayu. That's the Gemara's kasha. Pshite, why I need lefichoch to do the yachloiku? I can make lechyachloiku even without the lefichoch. Als Mama and Mutter the Sophic Holikin, and even if it fell in Shus the Chad Minayu. Why? Tfisa le Hacha Shemel and the Sophic doesn't help. Tfisa to the Achloiku doesn't help. That is the Gemara's Kasha. After the Tesis learned that that is the Gemara's Kasha, Tesis has a big avoider to understand what is the tenets. If the Kasha was Pshita Sheyachloiku, even if it's not fell in Shus the Chad Minayu, אבל אם אני מסנוב על אחד מיניו, פשיטה שייך לא יגו. That was pushed to the Gemara. Because Bono Bosov and Cholkin, שבאוי דקוי סולקאי, הוא מוסדור על דמובי, הוא מוס יחלו יגו, ומאלה, it doesn't change if one of them becomes a tofus. Because תפיסה doesn't help. From לאחר של הסופק, or the תפיסה doesn't help from יחלו יגו, את כונס הספקס. And now Tesis has a big avodah. So what is the answer of the Gemara? If all of that you pack into the kasha, pshita yachloiku, even if it's b'shus chad minayu, what would be the answer? And on that Tesis answers the teretzes shenofa b'shus chad minayu v'shou b'shus v'shou b'shus ayarbe. Nofa b'shus chad minayu v'shou b'shus ayarbe. And the Meili has a migu that he could have said lekuach. Because the show b'shus ayarbe, you could say lekuach. You could say lekuach, the show b'shus ayarbe, you could say lekuach. And the kumash malon that the lefichoch wins the migu de lekuach. So all of that goes into the teretz of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is pshita sheyachloiku, even if one of them is a muchzek, pshita sheyachloiku. Because moment of the sofek cholkin, and even if one of them is a tofus, tfisa le'achar shel sofek, tfisa v'yachloiku doesn't help. Komash malon, why you need lefichoch, shenofa l'shusecho v'shor v'shusoy arbe. And the melee has a migu, you could have said lekuach. Why have to come to the migu? Oh, but he has a migu, you could have said lekuach. And if Ali could say, Lekuach, believe him now that he built the wall, Zokin, you're right that you have a migu. You're right that you have a migu, but Mikol Makoim, Lemaise is a lefichoch. So the migu, he wants to say that he built it himself. The migu that I could have said that I bought it, we tell him, you're a liar. You didn't build it yourself. It's a shakran. You didn't build it yourself. Lefichoch says you build it together. That was the Tamsis of Isis. And Tesis brings Rashi. No. Rashi is at the Bismedrash of Tesis, but not like Tesis. Tesis learned that Pshita even without Lefichoch Yachloiku, and even Benofa Rishus Tichad Minayim. And Bemele, what is the Teretz of the Gemara? Agan Zeh Arichas. The Teretz of the Gemara is, Shou Birshus Ayarbe, he has a Migu, Komash Malon, Even so, the Lefichuch wins the Migin. Rashi for sure did not learn like Tesis. What is the Raya that Rashi did not learn like Tesis? Before we start the small diyuki. The main diyuki is, Rashi never explains what is the Teretz of the Gemara. And the Lefit Tesis, the Teretz of the Gemara is not the words of the Gemara. Not for Shoshchaim, and I have a show, Albany has a Migin, everything will be explained, how to pack it into Loshana Gemara. But it's not Loshana Gemara. If there's no Rashi, if there's no Rashi in the Teretz of the Gemara, Rashi for sure learned the Gemara Kipshuta. And the Teretz says the Nofal Hashus, the Chab Binayim. So what is the Kasha if you Rashi? So Rashi explained the Kasha. Pshita without Yachloiku, like Tesis. This is what Tesis is masculine, Loshan Rashi. Pshita, she Yachloiku even without Lefichoch, but why? Love is in the Rashi Vayas. Pshita, the Avonim Shir Shneyem, the Afilu, Loiposak Londina de Masnissim, המלמדנו שמתחילו בין שניים הסעורו על כל חומו יוחלקים בשווה האבונים שהרי ברשו שניים מונוחים ויד מי מהם תגבר Rashi explains Fakel from Tesis. The Kasha Pshita is that will be Achloik. Why? Because only if it didn't fall in Shuzchad Minayu. Both of them are מוחזוקים בשווה. So the male will be achloiku, and the Teretz is it fell in shuschad minayu. So he's a muhzik. So I need lefichoch. This is the Rashi in the Mishnah. Lefichoch the Rashi im nofel in shuschad minayu. So Rashi learned the Gemara is kasha pshita sheyachloiku without lefichoch because both of them are muhzokim. Because both of them are muhzokim. No one is a muhzik more from the other. So why I need lefichoch? You could do achloiku anyways. And the answer is, Nafal Shus Chad Minayu, but what if it fell Shus Chad Minayu? Rashi learns Tfisa will help. Tfisa will help. Other he holds like Tfisa Lachjan as Sofik helps. Other he holds Boyda Kaisel Kayan as no Sofik. Tfisa will help. Kumash Malon, that even so, Sidon Lefichoch. These are the words of Rashi. Now, in Rashi is two ways to learn the Rashi. You can learn the Rashi the way I said it. This is the way when you learn quick, this is the way you learn. Pshit, if it fell, no one is a muhzik. Kamash, no, one of them is a muhzik. That's the way you learn Rashi. So what does that have a meaning? Pshit, there will be a chloiku. Why would be a chloiku? What? No one is a muhzik. So shtayim oichzim, or midin misafik, will be a chloiku. Rashi means no one is a muhzik, or he means both of them are holding on. You can learn Rashi, he means that no one is a muhzik. But the words of Rashi, I'm not beginning to say. No one is a muhzik. Rashi means b'rshu shneim, la'afuki b'rshu swan. Rashi doesn't mean really b'rshu shneim. I will explain. We don't know where, Lamazog in the wall collapsed straight. So it's not b'rshu shneim. It's somewhere that we don't know where it is. If the wall didn't go to the sides, it felt like Chomas Yerichoy. Chomas Yerichoy fell on the spot. I know it's not impossible to happen anyways, yeah? But Lamazog, the wall falls in the place. Normally a wall falls either the one way or the both. Both is also very shvel, Mamish 50-50. But Lamazog. But Rashi means that both of them are holding on. Or Rashi means no one, the place in the middle is a Safik, so no one, we don't know who it belongs to, so we Safik, you do Yachloiku. So the Gemara, the Chiddush is, if one of them is a Muzik, it fell to one side, then he gets it. Now I would think that he would get it. So the Fichok, we know that they build it together, do Yachloiku. This is the easy way to live. Aber Reb Nochum was Medayik, like all of you are Medayik in Rashi. Rashi says both of them are holding on. Let me learn the Rashi good. Pshita, the avonim shel shneim, the afilu lo yiposak lo dinu masnisu lambiru shvitchil shneim, asru al kochu meyocholkim beshove, sheharei birshus shneim munochim. He doesn't say, v'momen amutal besofek cholkim. Sheharei birshus shneim munochim. Now the shayla is, how is birshus shneim munochim? So why ach lo yiku, like you're saying, shtayim oichzim. Why is shtayim oichzim? Well, the stone mamash fell like this. nothing staying in the middle where the wall was. What are the pshat shteim oichzim? Sure. What?
Yeah, that's the way the
Rashi learns. So, again, we're learning in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean al-sofek yachloiku. Rashi means that both of them are holding on to the rocks. How they're holding on? So the Rashi postulates that the mokrim in the middle, we don't know who it belongs to, so we say Mistame half belongs to him, and half, we look at the lands, kilo drive, and everyone gets a half. This is the way we look at it. So we look, when we have a land between two people, so it's ke'ilu that mamish a half is mine, and ke'ilu a half is mamish mine. So now, the one, if the wall is in the middle, I'm holding on to a half, and he's holding on to a half. As I said, the Rashba. The Rashba holds it's midin oichzin, it's not a tzmom in a mutal besofek cholgin. The Rashba says it's even more from Steinberg's and Metallis. The Stein Madukimbo, Zog the Rashba. Why the Adukimbo? The land, Kilu, is pulls from this side and pulls from that side. And Kilu, I have a half and you have a half. So Rashi could go on the Rashba. Even the Rashba himself, like he brings Rashi and he says his own pshat. But Rashi will learn like the Rashba. Again, the way the Rashba brings down Rashi is mashma that no one is a muzik. And the sofer, the hammer, the pshita, you'll be a chloik if no one is a muzik. Kamashna, when one is a muzik, I would think that he would get it. Kamashna, the fichoch. Shai, why no one is a muzik? Because it felt equally so. But more meduik in Rashi, not that no one is a muzik. Shnei muzokim bo. Shnei muzokim bo. We have mitigma. Now it's more than a sofer chloikim. Elo shnei muzokim bo. אז זה משמע אל רשי, שני הם מוחזקים בו. So again, the Rashba says that כאילו we look in the karka and the bottom, the ksoi says, שתיים יושבים בצד הרים, or it's considered מוחזקים בו. Reb Nochem said, Avada, we're learning like the second side, that Rashi means that the reason without the fichoch biyachleiku because shteim oichzim bo. Shteim adukim bo. Not the tzad misofik. Are we asking why shteim adukim bo? And we don't know who owns the karka and the bottom. The first shot is very ishwak. We don't know who owns it. So we made it, no one is considered muzik because on that we're clearing. So misofik, we do yachleiku. This is what Rashi meant. אבל רשי זה מדויק, that he didn't mean מסופק אם יחלו יקום ולא מול איזה מוחזק. He meant because שתיהם אויחזק. So other like the רש, but the mom is אויחזק, because we look at the קרקע and the middle, כאילו it gets, everyone, the קרקע מספשטת, everyone's קרקע מספשטת a half. And while every קרקע is מספשטת a half, במילא, everyone is a מוחזק. Everyone is a מוחזק. But Nochem says, no, much better. You know how we know the karka and the bottom belongs to them? Lefichoch says that they have to build it together. The Lefichoch says that they have to build it together. Man, so what is the most kasha? Yeah, the Lefichoch, how we know the karka belongs to them? The Lefichoch says that the karka belongs to them. So what the Gemara is asking Pshita? No, answer. So what the Gemara is asking Pshita? Zog Yom Nochem and the Avonim, only on the Avonim we're asking Pshita. And the rocks. No, we're asking Pshita. Why it says Lefichoch HaMokrim Ve'Avonim? Say Lefichoch HaMokrim Shel Shneihem. For statement, the Avonim. The only Gemara's Kashi was on the Avonim. Look at Loshon Rashi. פשיטה דאבונים של שניהם. And the mokoim, Rashi didn't learn the Gemara was asking פשיטה. And the mokoim, I need the lefichoch. Without the lefichoch, I would not know. Without the lefichoch, I would not know that the mokoim belongs to both. And if I would not know that the mokoim belongs to both, then the avonim would not belong to both. Again, Rashi wants to learn the Gemara like the Rashbo. The Gemara doesn't mean Yachloiku Misofe. The Gemara meant that Rabbi Yachloiku Al Tzoich V'yad Mimehem Tikva Rabbi Yachloiku. As they learn the Gemara later, why? And from the Gemara, if it fell Shuschad Minayu, so Bemele now he's the Muchzik, he's the Tofus. So Bemele will not be Yachloiku because he's not the Muchzik. Kamashal Anafichoch, that will be Yachloiku. This is the Chiddush of Rashi. Not like Tesis. But in the Hava Aminah. So if you taste it, the Hava Aminah Pshita was, even if not Fala Shuschad Minayu, as moment of the Sofik of Icholkin, even if not Fala Shuschad Minayu. Because Tzvisa doesn't help, Lach Zohar Sofik, Tzvisa Miyachloik, Rashi doesn't go with the tenets of the Gemara. But the Kashi was Pshita Shiyachloiku, so we said, without the Diyukim and Rashi, Misofik would be Yachloiku. No one is a Mukhza. It's in the wall, it's in the sides, it's in the middle. No one is a muzik. Sometimes you're a little bit muzik. But the mocking of the wall, no one is a muzik. But in Rashi steht nicht das. In Rashi steht, Sheshneye muzokin, like all of you medai. And Rashi did not want to say that Misofi could be Yachloiku. The Yachloiku Rashi wanted to say, it's at Shtayim Adukim, Shtayim Boichzim. This is the Rashi. And they were saying, why Rashi wanted to say it? But the Shayla, where is the Oichzim? It fell to the sides, you're right, but it's also part of the standing, it's coming in the same place. It doesn't fall like this and flies away. I mean, some of the rocks for sure stay, and the mokim medelech klal. When the wall collapses, even if it falls both ways, shove and shove, the main chunk stays in the middle. So we have the Rashba that says that the mokim is mispash. But Rashi doesn't say that. Zognab mokim, Rashi learns the mokim belongs to both of them. Why? Because it's on the fichoch. So the Kashi Pshita was only on the Avodi. Now if you learn Rashi in the Mishnah, you see it's Meduyuk. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says that Lefichuch in the Mishnah, Hoilu mitchila sabinyan chivu lifnois ben shneyem, im nofal ha-koyf ul-ha-roshon, im eini ha-choloyim ha-koysel nivne b'chelki u-mishili o-yo Avodi. So Rashi says, Kloda, I need a Lefichuch, Sayyad the Mokoyim and Sayyad the Avodim. Here Rashi explains the Pshite only on the Avodim. The Talmud says, I need the Lefichoch. Without the Lefichoch, the Mokoyim will not be belong to both, and if the Mokoyim will not be belong to both, they will not be Tofus. Sofik. But Rashi doesn't want to explain the Pshita at Mokoyim with the Sofik. Rashi wants to explain the Pshite that will be Achloiku at what?
If you don't have the land, how do you have an adukim?
What?
The way the
Rashba is, we don't know who it belongs, but maybe the land belongs to both.
That
is the Rashba. But if we're not going with the Rashba, so why the land belongs to both? Because the Lefichoch.
But the stones belong to both because both the land extends
and Lefi the Rashba. But if Rashi is not going with the Rashba,
we don't know the land.
Lefi the Rashba or not Lefi the Rashba?
If we don't know the land, how do we
Lefi the Rashba or not Lefi the Rashba?
Now.
Lefi Rashi, so we know the land is Lefichoch.
No, but we need the Lefichoch to
for the land, but we don't need it for the rocks.
But how do we know the rocks if we don't have the land?
We know the land, but the Mishnah says that why the rocks are his, because Lefichoch. Frank Digmore, I don't need the Lefichoch and the rocks. It's enough to say that the Lefichoch, the Mokim is Shoshteim. If the Tana says, HaMokim Va'avonim Shoshteim, the Gemara's kasha is why you have to say Lefichoch HaMokim Va'avonim Shoshteim. Mashma in the Mishnah that without the Lefichoch, not only that I would not know the land, even if I would know the land, I would not know the rocks. Mashma that the Tana came to say a chiddush, and this is the Gemara will answer that even and the mokim its pashut belongs to both, but on the racks when it will fall in shuschad ninayu, I would think that he could become a muhzik. Kamashma on the lefichoch that he cannot become a muhzik. That why Rashi wants that would be the source of the shmaise, that the pshita will ask that there will be a chloiku without the lefichoch because the oichzim. And Rashi didn't want to say stop. If I don't know about the rocks, I don't know about the mokoyim, misofik would be achloiku. The answer would be the mitzicha denof al shufichad minayu. Mishuma Rashi wanted to explain that the kasha pshita is without the lefichoch I would know achloiku, but not stop. I would know achloiku because they oichzi. Why? So the Rashba explains. Because if the achloiku would be machmasofik as a regular shtayim oichzi, not as mamish that the land belongs to me, the aloha bezoimer kulo sheli, bezoimer chetzi sheli, The Shneimoyim says, what is the halacha? He gets 3/4 and he gets 1/4. Now we said this is the normal case here. One says that he built it himself. The other guy says that he built it together. Because if the other guy says that he built it himself, the lefichach will not give it to him because the lefichach says that he built it together. So if the yachloiku will be misafik, the halacha would be that the guy that says that he built it will get 3/4 and the other guy will get 1/4. If they are dukim, it's mamish on my land, the Gemara says from Mitzia, it's of the Rashba, but shtayim adukim betalis, zen noyter al mokim shiori magas, zen noyter al magas, we don't say kula bechetzi, we don't say 3/4. So the Rashba is one way, so the Rashba, let me take the Rashba's way. So again, we have a deal in Rashi that we wanted to learn that shtayim moichzim, of a mikom mokoyim. What we might see from that, towards that we're going to the Hemshech HaSugya, is that the Rashi and Tesis are learning that the Gemara's Kasha Pshita is a simple question. Why I need the Leficho? I could figure out the Achleiko without the Leficho. And then that is a pushed answer, but if one of them would be a Muchzik, I would not know that will be Achleiko. Ken the Leficho and what he did. The Lefichoch did one thing and said, we build it together. So Lefi Tesis, it's Anan Sadi. It wins everything. And Lefi Rashi, could be it's Anan Sadi, could be it's not Anan Sadi, but it could win Muchzik. But I'm trying to be Madgish. And that would be Etzim, is what Be'ez Hashem will see tomorrow, the Rimigash and all the Rishonim learn different. They learn different in two parts. First, Legabi the Kashi. The Rashi is the Kashi. I don't need Lefichol. I can make Yachloiki without that. Why? Al Sofek Lefi Tesis, Al Smuchzik Lefi Rashi. And then the answer. The answer Lefi Rashi and Tesis is the Lefichol wins. Midin Anan Sadi, Midin Munin the Muchzik. And the Rishonim will have two different pshatim. Side clapping the Kashi that they will learn that the Kashi of Pshita is not without the Lefichol. And Sile Gabi the answer. They will learn not the Lefichol answers. Lefichol says that the Shutfim, Lekab the Adodi, and that Be'ez Hashem will be a different limud bifnei atzmo.